hello.
You're probably here about the story. Elves love to tell stories. I bet you didn't know that about elves. There's probably a lot of things you didn't know about elves. Another interesting elfism. There are only three jobs available to an elf. The first is making shoes at night while the old cobbler sleeps.
Lazy bum. Couldn't even make a clog.
You can bake cookies in a tree. As you can imagine, it's dangerous having an oven in an oak tree during the dry season.
I want to make shoes.
But the third job, some call it the show or the big dance. It's the profession that every elf aspires to, and that is to build toys in Santa's workshop.
Only 2 weeks left till Christmas.
It's a job only an elf can do. Our nimble fingers, natural cheer, and active minds are perfect for toy building. They tried using gnomes and trolls, but the gnomes drank too much. And the trolls weren't toilet trained. No human being has ever set foot in Santa's workshop. That is, until about 30 years ago, and as you may have guessed, that's where our story begins.
By next Christmas, you'll have a home. Merry Christmas, my angel.
Mm-hmm.
another very successful year. So, after all that hard work, it's time to start preparations for next Christmas. What in the name of Sam Hill is that?
Little Buddy Diapers.
His name is Buddy. He must have snuck into your sack at the orphanage. What do we do?
So, Santa had a decision to make. Fortunately, when it comes to babies, Santa's a pushover. So Buddy stayed with an older elf who had always wanted a child, but had been so committed to building toys, he had forgotten to settle down.
Santa!
Yes, I raised Buddy. I was his adopted father. Though a Buddy grew twice as fast, he wasn't any different from the other children.
Too fast, Buddy.
I mean, not really.
Now, before we learn how to build the latest in extreme graphic chipset processors, let's recite the code of the elves, shall we? Number one.
Treat every day like Christmas.
Number two.
There's room for everyone on the nice list.
Number three.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
And one day, when Buddy was old enough, I made him my own personal apprentice.
Never been in this room before.
Well, I think it's time you start your tinker training.
Santa's sleigh.
If you're going to help me make it fly.
I thought the magical reindeer made the sleigh fly.
And where did the reindeer get their magic from?
Christmas spirit. Everybody knows that.
Well, as silly as it sounds, a lot of people down south don't believe in Santa Claus.
What? Well, who do they think puts all their toys under the tree?
Well, there's a rumor floating around that the parents do it.
That's ridiculous. I mean, parents couldn't do that all in one night. What about Santa's cookies? I suppose parents eat them too?
Yeah, I know. I know. And every year, less and less people believe in Santa Claus. I mean, we have a real energy crisis on our hands.
Oh.
I mean, just see how low the clausometer is.
That's shocking.
That's why I came up with this little beauty in the 60s.
What is it?
It's a Kringle 3000, a 500 reindeer power jet turbine engine. Without it, the sleigh couldn't get more than a few feet off the ground. Well, looks like we got a short on the thermocoupler. You want to give me a hand with that?
You want me to help?
As much as Buddy was accepted by his family and friends, there were a few drawbacks to being a human in an elf's world.
Hey, Ming Ming. I'm going to be a little bit short on today's quota.
It's all right, buddy. Just how many extra sketches did you get finished? Come on, buddy, how many?
I made, 85.
85? Puts you 915 off the pace.
Why don't you just say it? I'm the worst toy maker in the world. I'm a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
No, buddy, you're not a cotton-headed ninny muggins. We all just have different talents, that's all.
Seems like everyone else has the same talents except for me.
You have lots of talents. Special talents, in fact. Like, special talents?
You changed batteries in the smoke detector?
Sure did. AAA. In 6 months, you'll have to check them again. won't it?
Yeah, and you're the only baritone in the elf choir. You bring us down a whole octave.
In a good way.
See, buddy, you're not a cotton-headed mini-muggins. You're just special.
And so, Buddy was sent where the special elves work.
Foom Foom, I hate to do this to you, but I think you can help me pick up the slack on those Etch-a-Sketches?
No problem.
I appreciate it.
Buddy is killing me.
I already got Lum Lum and Choo Choo pulling doubles.
It's quick thinking yesterday with that special talents thing.
I feel bad for the guy. Just hope he doesn't get wise.
Well, if he hasn't figured out he's a human by now, I don't think he ever will. I don't think he ever will.
I think they're too small.
They're just special.
You don't look so good, Buddy. Are you okay?
I'll be okay. I just need a glass of water.
Ah! Buddy!
Are you okay?
I'm sorry, Papa. Just need some alone time.
Buddy, I think we have to talk. Buddy, I think there's something I probably should tell you. You should have found out a long time ago.
I then proceeded to tell Buddy of how his father had fallen in love when he was very young with a beautiful girl named Susan Wells, and how Buddy was born and put up for adoption by his mother, and how she had later passed away. I told him his father had never even known that Buddy was born, and most importantly, I told him where his father was, in a magical land called New York City.
My dad works there?
Empire State Building.
Hey, Buddy, want to pick some snowberries?
Not now, Arctic Puffin.
Hello, Buddy.
Oh. Hi, Leon.
Quite a long face, partner.
It seems I'm not an elf.
Of course you're not. You're 6'3" and had a beard since you were 15.
Papa says my real father lives in a magical place far away. I don't know what to do.
At least you have a daddy. I was just rolled up one day and left out here in the cold.
The thing is, I've never even left the North Pole.
Buddy, I've been around the world many times when I was a young cumulus nimbus cloud. It's a wonderful place filled with wondrous creatures. Except dogs. Oh, by the way, don't eat the yellow snow.
Oh, I know that.
All I'm saying is, this might be the golden opportunity to find out who you really are.
So, I hear you're going on a little journey to the big city.
Yep. Kind of nervous. Leon says New York is pretty different.
Oh, don't pay attention to Leon. He's never been anywhere. He doesn't have any feet. I've been in New York thousands of times.
Really? What's it like?
Well, there are some things you should know. First off, you see gum on the street, leave it there. It's not free candy.
Oh.
Second, there are like 30 Ray's pizzas. They all claim to be the original. But the real one's on 11th. And if you see a sign that says Peep Show, That doesn't mean that they're letting you look at presents before Christmas.
Can't wait to see my dad. We're going to go ice skating and eat sugar plums.
Yeah, that's the other thing I wanted to talk to you about. You know, buddy, your father, well, he's on the naughty list.
No!
You're taking the books back?
See, I see what you're trying to do here. You're trying to make me feel bad, when in actuality, you're the one that missed the payments.
But the children love the books.
I know that. You know, I'm the one that ran the focus groups, but I like hearing that.
Listen, some people, they just lose sight of what's important in life. That doesn't mean they can't find their way again, huh? Maybe all they need is just a little Christmas spirit.
Well, I'm good at that.
I know you are.
I'll always be here for you. Now, go. Get.
Bye, guys.
Bye, buddy.
Bye, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, buddy.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Thanks, Mr. Narwhal. Bye. Someone need a hug. I just wanted a hug.
Fairest room of heaven.
Shoobie doobie.
Don't you know each cloud contains the fairest room of heaven?
Shoobie doobie.
You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be shining your umbrella. Is upside
thank
down
you.
And trading for a package of sunshine and ravioli.
Macaroni.
If you want the thing you love.
You did it! Congratulations! World's best cup of coffee. Great job, everybody. It's great to meet you. Hi.
Now come over here, boy. Sam. And every time it rains, it rains. And don't you know it's confident? Every time it rains, it rains. Don't you know it's confident? falling, you're fucking falling. All over town, all over town, all over town. Thank you. Make sure that your umbrella.
Thank you.
It's upside down, we live up. Well, how about all the hills of white? Because I'm a hungry. The super loot. Oh, Bartley boy, sorry. Hey, Baba, hot boy. Ooh, Baba, hot boy.
Get out of here.
And you'll find your fortune falling all over town. Yeah, pennies from heaven. Pennies from heaven. Pennies from heaven for you and me.
Looks like a Christmas tree.
A reprint. You know how much that's going to cost?
Two whole pages are missing. The story doesn't make any sense.
What, you think some kid's going to notice two pages? I mean, all they do is look at pictures.
Sorry I can't ride with you the rest of the way up, but this is where my dad works. Well, have a good time. Oh, I forgot to give you a hug.
Oh, I don't know, Connie. I've never decoyed kittens before. How many? Eight? I don't know if I'm going to have time. Well, all right, just bring them by the camper this week and I'll see what I can do. I'm not going to charge you. Just bring them by and I'll see what I can do.
Excuse me. I'm here to see a Walter Hobbs. I'm Buddy the Elf.
You look hilarious. Who sent you?
Papa Elf.
Papa Elf?
Mm-hmm. From the North Pole.
From the North Pole?
Yes.
So you really think we should ship him?
No. I think we should take a $30,000 bath. So some kid can understand what happened to a puppy and a friggin' pigeon. Ship him. Yeah.
Mr. Hobbs, it's me on the intercom.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think someone sent you a Christmas gram.
Dad!
All right, let's get it over with.
I walked all day and night to find you.
You look like you came from the North Pole.
That's exactly where I came from. Santa must have called you.
Oh, yeah, sure. He just got off the cell phone with me.
He did?
So, go on.
Go on with what?
Well, are you going to sing a song or something, or can I just go back to work?
A song? Yeah. Anything for you, Dad. I'm here with my dad, and we never met, and he wants me to sing him a song. And I was adopted, but you didn't know I was born. So I'm here now. I found you, Daddy. And guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Well, that was weird. Usually guys just, put my name in the jingle bells or something.
It's me, your son. Susan Wells had me, and she didn't tell you. And but now I'm here. It's me, Buddy.
Susan Wells. You said Susan Wells?
Yes.
Who sent this Christmas gram?
What's a Christmas gram? I want one.
I think we should call security.
Good idea.
I like to whisper, too. It's okay. Walter's my father.
Well, your dad's busy right now.
Okay, I'll come back later.
Yeah, you know, you're not going to come back for a while, okay? You're going to go back to Sandland.
Okay.
Yeah, why don't you go back to Gimbel's?
Hurry.
Passion fruit spray?
Fruit spray? Sure. Sorry. You want to go?
Hey! Have you seen these toilets? They're ginormous!
That special someone.
When you break, you don't come get upstairs.
Hey, I didn't know.
Well, you should know.
Are you mad at me?
No.
Sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Just do your job.
Okay. Wow. What's this?
This is the North Pole.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where's the snow?
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. That's your favorite, okay?
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
It's time for an announcement.
Okay.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God! Santa here? I know him. I know him.
He'll be here to take pictures with all the children.
Yeah.
Just keep your receipts. 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.
Santa's coming to town.
Yes.
Can you sign this for me?
Oh, hi. Santa's coming.
Are you enjoying the view?
You are very good at decorating that tree.
Why are you messing with me? Did Krampa put you up to this?
I'm not messing with you. It's just nice to meet another human who shares my affinity for elf culture.
I'm just trying to get through the holidays.
Get through? Christmas is the greatest day in the whole wide world!
Please stop talking to me.
Uh-oh. Sounds like someone needs to sing a Christmas carol.
No way.
Best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Thanks, but I don't sing.
Oh, it's easy. It's just like talking, except louder and longer, and you move your voice up and down.
I can sing, but I just choose not to sing, especially in front of other people.
Well, if you sing alone, you can sing in front of other people. There's no difference.
Actually, there's a big difference.
No, there isn't. Wait. I'm singing! I'm in a store, and I'm singing! I'm in a store, and I'm singing!
Hey! There's no singing in the North Pole.
Yes, there is.
No, it's not.
We sing all the time.
No, it's not.
Especially when we make toys. See?
Attention all Kimball shoppers. Please make your final purchases. We'll be closing in 10 minutes.
Well, it's time for me to go home.
But Santa's coming. There's so much to do.
Yeah. I'll see you tomorrow.
Buddy.
Joey.
Hi. Joey.
Thank you.
I'm going to eat in the bedroom, okay? I got a bunch of stuff to go over.
Are you sure?
I'm just way behind a bunch of stuff.
Can I eat in my room?
No.
Why not? Dad's eating in his room. I got a bunch of homework to go over, and I'm way behind on a bunch of stuff.
You're eating here.
So really I'd better scurry. Well, maybe just a half a drink more. The neighbors might think, say, what's in this drink? I wish I knew how to break the spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair.
I ought to say no, no.
Mind if I move in?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together
it's
with
me.
You. Giddy-yap, 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 let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow.
Hey, it's okay, sir. I just have a gift for my dad.
Okay, I'll take this.
Okay, well, just make sure he knows it's from me, Buddy, his son, okay?
Okay.
And I love him so much, and I think he's the greatest dad in the world. You guys are so strong.
Marching along like that, Rosie and Gumpy goes in the wind. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Hey, you.
Hmm?
Come here. I want to talk to you.
What do you want to talk to me about?
How come you were in the women's locker room this morning?
I heard you sing.
You sure it had nothing to do with the fact that I was naked in the shower?
I didn't know you were naked. Why were you here so early?
They shut my water off. What were you doing here so early?
Building this.
You built this?
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of pissed about this.
Really?
Hey, guys. Have you seen the place?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. It's a little too good. Corporate must have sent in a professional. I don't know why somebody's gunning for my job. But look, let's remain a team, okay? Because if I go, we all go. If you get wind of anything, call me on my radio. Channel 3. Code word is Santa's got a brand new bag, okay? 6-inch ribbon curls, honey.
That's impossible.
6 inches.
By the way, I think you have the most beautiful singing voice in the whole wide world.
Santa.
Who the heck are you?
What are you talking about? I'm Santa Claus.
No, you're not.
Oh, why, of course I am.
You're Santa. What song did I sing for you on your birthday this year?
Happy birthday, of course. how old are you, son?
Four.
You're a big boy. What's your name? And what can I get you for Christmas?
Don't tell him what you want. He's a liar.
Let the kid talk.
You disgust me. How can you live with yourself?
Just cool it, Zippy.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Look, I'm not kidding.
You're a fake.
I'm a fake?
Yes.
How'd you like to be dead? Huh? No, he's kidding.
You stink.
I think you're going to have a good Christmas, all right?
You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
Okay, go.
He's a monster! He's a fake! He's a fake!
Come here!
Right there! Come here! He's a fake!
What's that?
Intercom. Yeah.
Mr. Hobbs, the police are on line one.
Police. Hello?
I'd love you for Officer Tom, this is my dad. This is Walter.
Your case.
He bailed me out. They gave me one phone call. I said, I know who I'm going to call. Walter Hobbs. Sure enough, you showed up. You did. They said you weren't going to show up. They told me so many times.
Just who the heck are you and what is your problem?
I'm Buddy. I'm your son.
Tell me. Where'd you get this picture?
Papa Elf gave it to me.
What, do you want some money?
No, I just wanted to meet you, and I thought you might want to meet me.
Who wouldn't want to meet you?
I thought maybe we could make gingerbread houses and eat cookie dough and go ice skating and maybe even hold hands.
Come with me.
Okay.
Hey, what have we got here? Buddy, don't eat those.
Oh.
Gotta really hurry up, Walter, because I'm double booked the rest of the afternoon.
You're my sick.
Yeah, but that's not why we're here. We're here to do a test.
Come on. What kind of test?
Just a test to find out if you're my son or not.
Why am I sitting on paper?
Because it's sanitary for the other patients. Now sit still so I can do the finger prick.
Finger prick? It's going.
cold.
Yeah, just please sit still, please.
Okay, can I listen to your necklace?
No, you can't. Can you just sit still?
Why is there a skeleton?
I don't know. Walter, could you
please,
have him sit still so I can do this?
No, he hasn't got a name. I'm sorry, Ben. I'm just
waiting.
Please sit still, please.
He got mad at me.
Yes, he did. He did.
The sooner you sit still, the sooner we can get this mess over.
Okay, then can we eat sugar plums?
You betcha. We'll eat sugar plums and gingerbread houses, and we'll even paint eggs.
Well, paint eggs. That's easier. My finger has a heartbeat.
Won't hurt so much after a little. What's your name?
Buddy.
I'm Carolyn.
Hi. What do you want for Christmas?
Sissy talks a lot.
I'll put in a good word with the big man.
Thanks. Your costume is pretty.
Oh, it's not a costume. I'm an elf. Well, technically I'm a human, but I was raised by elves.
Oh, I'm a human. Raised by humans.
Cool.
So? It's a boy. Huh? But he's your son.
That's very impossible. You saw that guy. He's certifiably insane.
He's probably just reverting to a state of childlike dependency. An elf, what he needs is to be nurtured.
So, you'd like me to rescue him?
Well, to just bring him home, introduce him to Emily and Michael, and once he comes to terms with reality, he should drop the whole elf thing and move on with his life. I mean, that's what I would do if I were you.
Oh, my God, Walter, this is wonderful. You have another son.
Wonderful. Gosh, I guess I never really thought of it that way.
This is incredible. You know, it's a little complicated, but it's nothing
honey,
that we can't handle. What?
He thinks he's an elf.
I'm sorry, what?
He thinks he's a Christmas elf.
Oh, come on, Walter. I'm sure he doesn't actually think he's an elf.
And Ben, I traveled to the seven levels of the Candy Cane Forest, past the sea of swirly, twirly gumdrops, and then I walked through the Lincoln Tunnel.
So where were you for the last 30 years?
The North Pole.
Can you pass the maple syrup, please?
I didn't put... It's spaghetti.
You know what? I think I have something. Yes.
You like sugar, huh?
Is there sugar in syrup?
Yes.
Then yes! We elves try to stick to the four main food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
So, will you be staying with us then?
You mean I can stay?
Of course you can.
Emily.
How long do you think you'll be with us?
I hadn't really planned it out, but I was thinking, like, forever.
Emily, can I just speak to you for a minute in the kitchen, please? Crazy. He cannot stay here.
Clearly, he has some serious issues. We can't just throw him out in the snow.
Why not? He loves the snow. He's told me 15 times.
Walter, he's your son.
Did you hear that?
You are so weird.
Dad? Dad? Dad?
What?
I can't go to sleep unless I get tucked in.
What?
I can't go to sleep unless I get tucked in.
I am not going to tuck you in.
I promise I'll go right to sleep. Tickle my butt.
Sorry.
just lay there and go to sleep.
Okay.
Okay.
Dad?
Hmm?
I love you.
Okay. Go to sleep now.
Well, this is really something. I'm usually the one making breakfast. That's good. That's good. Okay. Oh, that's good.
Good?
Good.
So did you sleep okay last night?
Great. I got a full 40 minutes. And I had time to build that rocking horse.
Oh my gosh, you actually made that? Where did you get all the wood?
Morning, honey.
Morning, Dad.
Walter. Buddy has made us breakfast. Isn't that nice?
And lunch.
And lunch. Bye.
So, Dad, how many scoops?
I'll stick with the coffee now, thanks.
So, Dad, I plan out our whole day. First, we'll make snow angels for 2 hours, and then we'll go ice skating, and then we'll eat a whole roll of Toll House cookie dough as fast as we can, and then, to finish, we'll snuggle.
I've got to go to work, buddy. Oh, and another thing. If you're going to be staying here, you should think about, you know, getting rid of the costume.
But I've worn this my whole life.
You're not in the North Pole any longer. Look, you want to make me happy, don't you?
More than anything.
Then lose the tights. I mean, as soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
Okay.
Walter here.
It worked! It's you!
How'd you get this number?
Emily left an emergency list.
I see. And, is this an emergency?
There's a horrible noise coming from the evil box underneath the window. It sounds like this.
It's not evil, buddy. It's a radiator, and the heat makes noise when it comes on.
No, it doesn't. It's very evil. It's scary to look at. It's... Okay. Going. Oh, wait. Yes, it is. Okay, it's okay. It's okay. Everything's fine. You're right.
Okay, good. I'm going to hang up now.
I love you. We'll call you in 5 minutes.
No, but buddy, don't... You don't have to call me, okay?
Good idea. You call me.
Okay, I'm going to hang up now.
I painted a picture of a butterfly.
Good. I'm going to hang up now.
I tuned the piano.
Okay, I love you. Bye.
Hey! How you doing?
Please sit down. I haven't seen you since the retreat. You're looking good.
Oh, thank you very much. You as well. What do I owe the pleasure?
Oh, to be honest, I got a call from my niece. She wants to know how a certain puppy and a certain pigeon escaped the clutches of a certain evil witch.
Believe me, we're already looking for new printers. This one has obviously gotten a little sloppy.
Maybe it isn't the printer that's gotten sloppy. That's your signature, right?
You know, we could sit here and point fingers all day.
I've got news for you. Even if those two pages were in there, the book still would have sucked. Have you seen the numbers for this quarter?
They'll be here today.
They're in. That friggin' puppy and pigeon are tanking hard, Hobbs. My people estimate we're going to post a -8 for this quarter.
-8! That does not happen! You know, we'll bounce back. No.
We're going to ship a new book the first quarter.
First quarter?
I'm going to be back in town on the 24th. At that time, I would love to hear in exact detail what your plans are for this new book.
Wait a minute. The 24th, that's Christmas Eve.
And
no problem. It'd be great to have you in the loop.
All right, I got every weapon in the game. I got full health.
Michael!
I got full...
Michael! It's me, buddy!
You know that guy?
No, I've never seen him before.
Me, buddy! Your brother!
Oh, man.
No, Michael! Wait! Your brother! Michael! Sorry! Michael! Michael! Michael, wait up!
Wow, you're fast. I'm glad I caught up to you. I waited 5 hours for you. Why is your coat so big? So, good news. I saw a dog today. Have you seen a dog? You probably have. How was school? Was it fun? Did you get a lot of homework? Huh? Do you have any friends? Do you have a best friend? Does he have a big coat too?
Go away!
Ow! Son of a nutcracker!
Run! Oh no! These guys are bad news. We better get out of here.
You know what? We can take them. Okay, just start making as many snowballs as you can. You ready? Let's go.
Wow. Where did you say you were from?
Oh, yeah. Candles burning low. Lots of mistletoe. Lots of snow and ice. Everywhere we go. Choir singing carols. Right outside my door. All these things.
I wish Dad were here.
Why? This is the greatest dad in the whole wide world.
Are you kidding? The worst dad in the world.
What do you mean?
All he does is work.
Working's fun.
Not the way he does it. All he cares about is money. He doesn't care about you, or me, or anybody.
Well, he is on the naughty list.
You like her?
Like who?
The girl you're staring at.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you ask her out?
Out?
You know, on a date? To eat food?
Food?
Yes, real food, not candy. And if she says yes, you're in. It's like a secret code girls have.
And look who it is.
Hi, Joby.
Hi.
Oh, this is Michael.
I'm his brother.
Hi. So what are you doing here? Did Gimbals give you your job back?
No. But things worked out pretty good. They gave me a restraining order.
Well, you should probably get out of here.
Oh! But I really wanted to see you, and I think you're beautiful, and I feel really warm when I... I'm around you, and, my tongue swells up. So, do you want to go eat food?
Do I want to eat food?
Mm-hmm. You know, the code. Food.
Well, I just had my lunch break.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Then I'm free on Thursday.
Thursday? Thursday!
Come on, that'd be great.
Right.
Okay. You'd be free.
What should we put on it first?
Lights!
Oh, good. And then after that...
Ornaments.
What the hell's that?
A Christmas tree.
A Christmas tree?
Buddy chopped it down in the park.
Emily?
I don't know what you're making such a big deal about. They were just having a little fun.
Well, fun. So felonies are fun. Now. I thought, see, felonies were felonies.
Okay, the tree thing was bad. I'll get him to plan another one. But at least Michael is happy for once.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I don't think it's any secret, Walter, that you haven't exactly been there for him.
I'll tell you what, why don't we just pull him out of school and let the deranged elf man raise him? Then they can have lots of fun committing felonies.
How are we going to get the star on top?
I got it. I mean, what are we going to do? We can't leave him alone here. He's going to destroy the place. Why don't you take off tomorrow? You know, and you could stay home and watch him.
Oh, no, I can't stay home tomorrow. I have a budget meeting tomorrow.
Well, honey, I can't take off. I'm one bad pitch away from getting fired. One.
Well, I tell you what, I have an idea then. Why don't you take Buddy to work with you?
Hey, Walter.
Morning, Jack.
Morning, Jack.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Hobbs.
Hello, Sarah.
Good morning, Sarah. A nice purple dress, very purpley.
Francisco?
How's it going, Mr. Hobbs?
Francisco, that's fun to say. Francisco.
Hi!
Hey.
Do you remember me?
I do, I didn't recognize you.
I know, I'm in work clothes.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thanks, Deb.
Deb, you have such a pretty face, you should be on a Christmas card.
You just made my day.
Ugh. Buddy, you don't have to drink that.
Thank you. Francisco. 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 Francisco.
Buddy.
Am I too loud?
Just a little.
Sorry.
Yes, bud.
Why is your name on the desk?
I bought the desk. My name's there so no one steals it.
That's a joke, isn't it, Dad?
Yeah, buddy, that's a joke.
So, what are we going to build?
No, we don't do that kind of work here, pal.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? Put that down.
Hello? Please, don't touch anything.
Sorry. But have you ever seen a mailroom?
A mailroom? No.
No?
No.
Oh, I mean, wow. Wow. Listen, it's a place where mail from all over the world comes.
Huh?
And they sort it out there, see? And you could touch it all. And they put it in these shiny bins.
Shiny bins?
Right. What do you think?
That sounds great.
Good.
Can we go there?
Well, I got to work here. Maybe Okay. Maybe you can work there.
Okay, I'll work there.
Well, I don't think this is the place my dad was talking about. Is there a different mail room?
No. This is the only one.
It's not very shiny.
No. Over here is the trench. All the mail comes out that shooter. Scan and find the floor each piece is moving to. Put it in a canister and shove it up the tube with the same number. You got that?
I think so. This place reminds me of Santa's workshop.
Except it smells like mushrooms and everyone looks like they want to hurt me.
Greenway is coming in tomorrow, so what? What do we got?
Well, Morris and I have been brainstorming, and we've come up with what I think is a pretty big idea.
Great, what?
You're going to love it. It's fantastic.
What?
Okay, picture this. We bring in Miles Finch.
The Miles Finch?
The Golden Ghost.
We bring him in!
He's written more classics than Dr. Seuss. It ain't going to be easy, but I think it's worth a shot.
My two top writers, my crack team, my fun squad. You came in here pitching me the idea of hiring another writer.
Yeah.
Miles Finch.
I like it. I like it.
Then I traveled through the seven levels of the candy cane forest and past a sea of swirly, twirly gumdrops.
Ooh!
Sucky.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. That is marvelous. How that...
Oh, it's very sucky. It's very sucky.
Whew. So how'd you get here?
Work release.
Syrup and coffee? Why didn't I think of that? Can I try some?
Yes.
Very generous of you. I love syrup. Oh, I love it. You know, I know I sound like a broken record, but we are buddies. You're my best friend. That's it. You're my best friend.
You know, buddy, you're nobody my best around here listens to me. I got really good ideas.
I believe it. I know. I'm right. I listen to you. You have great ideas.
I just try to go to the flow, you
good.
Know?
Go with the flow.
Yeah.
Go with the flow.
No, I got to get out of the flow.
Well, then get out.
I'm in the flow. That's what got me here. Oh. I'm 26 years old. I got nothing to show for.
You're young. You're so young. My papa,
yeah.
He didn't make Master Tinker until he was 490.
Word, <right? Yeah.
laughs> Tickle fight! Tickle fight! Tickle fight!
My favorite book of yours has got to be Gus's Pickles. It's existential, yet it's so accessible.
Mr. Finch, Eugene Dupree here. It's a thrill just to be talking to you on our speakerphone.
Miles, so what do you think? Can you fly in tomorrow?
I'll give you 5 hours tomorrow, not a minute more.
Oh, that's great.
I'd like a black S-500 to receive me at the airport. I need the interior of that car to be 71 degrees exactly.
We can do that.
Mr. Hobbs, there's a situation downstairs.
I'm sorry, what?
No, hold on, Miles. Deb, hang up.
I do not hold. Do not put me on hold.
We have a problem in the mailroom.
What's going on? Don't speak. Deborah, hang up.
That's it. I'm gone.
Miles.
Be there tomorrow. 71 degrees.
Sir, Chuck in the mailroom needs to talk to you.
Chuck. What, Chuck? I mean, what could be going on down here that's so important you had to interrupt me? What?
Feel so young.
You look miraculous.
Make me feel so
do you.
Thank you.
And what would you like to do?
I've got some ideas.
I'm such a happy individual. The moment that
you just reach out in front of you and take a sip.
I want to go play.
Don't look.
Hide and seek. I want to go and bounce the moon.
Well,
just like a toy.
It tastes like a crappy cup of coffee.
You and I.
It is a crappy cup of coffee.
No, it's the world's best cup of coffee.
Running across.
The trick is to not get your arm tied in the door. Also, never close your eyes because then you'll get sick. Okay, when you feel comfortable, you just jump in.
You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful place.
Now look at the size of this one.
And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do.
Come with me.
Today.
Watch out!
Because you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young.
Wow.
You
That's
make
a
me
big
feel
one.
There are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, wonderful things to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, 'cause you make me feel so young.
Sorry.
You make me feel
so young. What do you mean I miss?
You miss.
You make me feel so young. Ooh, you make me feel so young.
Let's do this.
Miles, I'm so happy you've come.
I'm Walter Hobbs.
Yeah, let's get the taken care of so we can get right. started.
Here you go.
Great. All right. What have you guys got so far?
Okay.
We were thinking something like this. We open on a young tomato. He's had some tough times down at the farm. You know, rabbits.
No.
And
no tomatoes. Too vulnerable. Kids, they're already vulnerable.
No, you see, I told you guys. I told them the very same
thing. No farms. Everybody's pushing small town rural. Farm book would just be white noise.
Well, what about this? A tribe of asparagus children. But they're self-conscious about the way their pea smells.
Apparently, all we have is vegetables. I have no time, so, you know, you can start.
All right. I've got about 5 or 6 great starts here. I got one idea that I'm especially psyched out of my mind about. You know, it's one of those ideas where you're just like, yes!
great. Could we hear it?
I'll start with the cover. Picture this. You got,
I'm in love! I'm in love! And I don't care who knows it!
Buddy, not now. Can you please go back to the pit? I'll come visit you in a little while, okay?
I didn't know you had elves working here.
Oh, boy, you're hilarious, my friend.
He doesn't. Get back to the story, please.
So, on the cover above the title.
Does Santa know that you left the workshop?
You know, we're all laughing our heads off.
Did you have to borrow a reindeer to get down here?
Buddy. Go back to the basement.
Hey, Jackweed, I get more action in a week than you've had your entire life. I've got houses in L.A., Paris, and Vail.
Oh.
Each one of them with a 70-inch plasma screen. So I suggest you wipe that stupid smile off your face before I come over there and smack it off. You feeling strong, my friend? Call me Elf one more time.
He's an angry elf.
Look at you!
Ow! Hey, what is that? I wasn't ready for that.
Call me Elf one more time. Call me Elf.
You're an elf.
He thinks he's an elf. Listen, Miles.
Listen, Miles. He must be a South Pole elf.
You get the hell out of here.
Where do you want me to go?
I don't care where you go. I don't care that you're an elf. I don't care that you're nuts. I don't care that you're my son. Get out of my life. Now.
Thank you.
Hi, it's me.
I really can't talk right now.
Well, just tell me how the pitch went.
I'm going to be a little later than I thought, okay?
Well, don't be too late. Walter's Christmas Eve.
Walter.
Wait, honey, I got to go, okay? Love you.
Oh, say hi to Buddy.
What?
Walter, breakthrough. We found this in the conference room.
What is it?
It's Miles Finch's notebook.
This thing is chock full of genius ideas. I mean, look at that.
And his best idea is about a peach that lives on a farm. What's more vulnerable than a peach?
What, though? What do we do?
I think we should go with the first pitch. It's genius.
How much time we got?
We got like 45 minutes.
Well, come on. Let's try to get a storyboard or something ready.
Come on, let's do it.
Let's try. No, you can't sit down and get a storyboard ready. Go and get a storyboard ready.
Go.
I'm sorry I ruined your lives and crammed 11 cookies into the VCR. I don't belong here. I don't belong anywhere. I'll never forget you. Love, Buddy.
As you know, we need a big launch fast to get the company back on track. So I think I speak for my fellow board members when I say, this better be good.
Before I get into the story, let me start with the cover, okay? Now, just picture this.
Dad, I gotta talk to you.
Michael, what is it?
Buddy ran away.
What?
He left a note. I'm scared, Dad. He's gone.
Let me just finish this meeting and then we'll figure it out, okay?
Figure out what? Buddy cares about everybody. All you care about is yourself.
Hey, Michael. Wait. We're going to have to reschedule this, Mr. Greenway.
We don't have time to reschedule. I want to hear the damn thing now. Son, you'll have to wait.
Don't tell my kid what to do. Can't we do this another time, Mr. Greenway?
I flew in just to hear this pitch, and I intend to.
It's going to have to wait.
If you want to keep your job, Hobbs, you will pitch me this book right now.
Well, up yours.
Yeah, up yours.
Hey. Hobbs! 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 You walk out of here and you're finished at Greenway! You're finished!
Is that you?
Are you okay?
Boy, am I glad to see you. The clothometer suddenly just dropped down to zero. There's just no Christmas spirit anymore. The strain was too much. The engine broke free of her mounts. I need an elf's help.
I'm not an elf, Santa. I can't do anything right.
Buddy, you're more of an elf than anyone I ever met. And the only one who I would want working on my sleigh tonight.
Really?
Really? Will you fix it for me, buddy?
I'll try. Papa taught me how.
You gotta find it first. It dropped off the sleigh back over there a ways.
The engine.
The engine. Go, buddy. Go, Mr. Elf.
I'm standing here outside Central Park where it is unclear exactly what has happened. What we do know is that authorities have closed the park and are in the process of clearing it. The only thing that people can seem to agree on here is that they saw something fall from the sky. I've got an eyewitness with me who claims to have seen the whole thing firsthand. What did you actually see?
You know, I was walking around, I saw this thing, and my daughter actually pointed it out.
Oh, your daughter saw it? Sweetheart, can you tell me what you saw falling out of the sky?
It was Santa's sleigh.
Santa's sleigh, well, there you have it. Santa's in Manhattan.
Sorry to interrupt your first big news story, Charlotte, but New York One has just received some exclusive amateur news footage that you just might want to follow up on. There seems to be a strange man dressed as an elf wandering through Central Park. Now, I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to covering in Buffalo, Charlotte, but here in New York One, news is top priority.
Hey! You found it!
Buddy!
I need to tell you something.
Eddie, there's something I have to tell you right now. I didn't mean anything I said back there. Not a word. I know you may be a little, chemically imbalanced, but you've been right about a lot of things. I don't want you to leave. You're my son, and I love you.
What was it you wanted to tell me?
Oh, right. Come with me.
Right.
Come on.
I'm here with another eyewitness who has his own version of what happened. Sir, what did you see?
I think you're great, Charlotte. I saw something fall from the sky right in the middle of Central Park. I mean, you're a great news lady.
Thank you. Could you tell me a bit more about what you saw fall from the sky?
Yeah. Your eyes tell the story. That's what I love about you. You got a great mouth. The thing just dropped in the middle of Central Park. It was amazing, and everybody's like going crazy.
Dick, according to authorities, the area has been cleared. Only the Central Park Rangers now remain in the park. These horses are highly trained, but rarely see action. Some have accused them of being too gung-ho when called into duty, and their controversial crowd control tactics at the Simon and Garfunkel concert in 85 are still under investigation.
I knew you'd find it, Mr. Elf. Slap it on real quick. We've got to get going. Atta boy.
So, you're,
Santa Claus.
Right.
Would you mind taking this to your firstborn?
Sure.
And my firstborn, he's an elf.
Actually, I am adopted.
Michael, would you open this hat for me, please? Hello, boy. Thank you.
So, you're really Santa Claus?
You never can tell, kid. Tell me, Michael, what do you want for Christmas?
I wanted a skateboard.
Oh, not just a skateboard. A real huffboard. Looky here. Looky here. How do you like them apples? Go look and see.
Whoa.
You made my sleigh fly.
What do you mean?
Well, before the turbine days, this baby used to run solely on Christmas spirit. You believed in me. You made my sleigh fly.
Holt, if you're really Santa Claus, then we can just get some news cameras in here and everyone will believe in you, then your sleigh will fly, right?
Christmas spirit is about believing, not seeing. The whole world saw me, all would be lost. The paparazzi have been trying to nail me for years.
Hey, look!
Central Park Rangers.
Dad! Michael! I got a plan.
Oh, hey! Wait, Michael! My list! You bring that list back right now! You hear me?
Come on, give me a hat and coat.
Mrs. Claus made them for me.
Hey, here I am. Ho, ho, ho. Hey, ho, ho, ho. Hey, hey.
Excuse me. Thank you. Excuse me.
The authorities have not discovered any reindeer in the park?
No, no reindeer.
Sleigh bells?
No, no sleigh bells either.
Elves?
None of that. We really just need everyone...
It's him! It's the real Santa! His sleigh won't fly because nobody believes in him!
Did you see something in the park?
Everyone out there? Santa needs us to believe. I can prove he's real. Look, this is his list!
Okay, well, further confirmation that there has been a Santa sighting tonight. We have an naughty and nice list.
Then Kessler wants a Powerpuff Girls placement. Whoever wants an electric guitar.
Yes.
Carolyn Reynolds wants a Susie Talks a Lot.
Thanks, buddy.
Dirk Lawson wants a Dave Pampering and Ferb Williams Spa.
Santa's Water.
Must be another Dirk Lawson.
Dave Kessler wants some Nike socks.
Okay, obviously we have a new development in the story, confirmation that Santa must have been sighted because we have his book right here.
What's your name?
I'm Charlotte Denon, New York 1.
Charlotte Denon wants a Tiffany engagement ring and for her boyfriend to stop dragging his feet in committal.
Oh!
We've got power!
Charlotte?
Hey, turn the cameras back on!
Who told you to say that?
It's the real Santa. We need to get these cameras back on. He needs our help!
Hey, Michael, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. But, buddy, he's in the park with Santa. The sleigh won't fly because there's no Christmas spirit.
Michael!
Mom!
Michael!
Are you okay?
I'm fine. The best way to spread Christmas cheer singing loud for all to hear.
Buddy, you better get going. Get in now.
Santa, I'm not done with the engine yet.
Can't wait. On deck. On deck.
I'm not done with the engine. That's okay. You get started. I'll catch up.
You pour some wine.
Merry Christmas.
Go ahead. Santa! I
got him! Stop messing around! Get in!
Santa! Why are they chasing us?
I put them on the naughty list and they never forgave me.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Buddy, we need power. We're gonna crash.
He's making a list. checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping.
He knows when you're awake.
He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out.
You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
I'm getting too old for this job.
Now!
But some spontaneous Christmas caroling has broken out right here in front of Central Park. Let's have a listen in.
When you're sleeping, he knows if you're awake.
He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake.
Watch out.
You better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Just a little more!
When you're awake, he knows if
wait, you're not singing.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. You're just moving your lips.
Shut up! Michael, please, what's the big deal?
Dad?
Santa Claus is coming to
I guess we'll never know for sure what happened this Christmas Eve in Central Park.
Merry Christmas!
And so, with a little help, Buddy managed to save Christmas. And his spirit saved a lot of other people, too. Waller started his own independent publishing company. His first book was written by a brand new, critically acclaimed children's author. The book was Elf, a fictional story about an adopted elf named Buddy, who was raised in the North Pole, went to New York, ate spaghetti, worked in a shiny mailroom, and eventually saved Christmas.
First, I traveled through the 7 levels of the candy cane forest. Past the sea of twirly, swirly gumdrops. And then I walked through the Lincoln Tunnel.
And as for me, I can't complain. Buddy comes up to visit from time to time.
In the meadow we can build a snowman. And pretend that he's Parson Brown.
Oh, thank you, Joby. That's very sweet.
You're welcome, Papa.
We'll say no, man. But you can do the job. Down.
Come here, little one.
Ain't it thrilling?
Humpty wants to see you.
Though your nose get a little shit.
Buddy,
we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way. Oh, the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that we fought around. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town, brother. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made. Walking in the winter wonderland. Walking in the winter wonderland.
Pneumonia and I
really can't stay.
Get rid of that whole